When you think of the future, do you imagine better days or the worst of times? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new novels with decidedly dystopian views of things to come. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. A fictional Massachusetts coastal town about 10 years in the future is the setting of Vigil Harbor by Julia Glass, an ambitious, engrossing story told by 8 first-person narrators. It may be only a decade away, but in terms of global warming, public health, and domestic terrorism, life has gotten much, much worse. Master storyteller Glass, whom we've loved since her debut novel Three Junes won the National Book Award in 2002, reveals the situation gradually through the lives of her characters. The younger ones use hitch cards to get around. The Guatemalan landscaper is one of a tiny handful of immigrants who've escaped a unilateral ban. Many of the coastal palaces created by the architect character now exist only in the virtual reality closet he uses as a marketing tool. What would a happy ending even mean in this version of existence? You'll be desperately rooting for these characters to find out. Along the way, Julia Glass provides plenty of immersive description and suspense, packing the novel with plot twists, love triangles, secret identities, a chase scene, and a hostage episode. Climate change has also come home to roost in The Displacements by Bruce Holsinger. 24 hours ago, I was a wealthy surgeon's wife leaving my huge house with 3 kids and a dog in a hybrid SUV. Now, I'm a sweating, penniless refugee dragging a wheelie bag up a rural road. In the lingo of Holsinger's ambitious novel, former rich lady Daphne Larson Hall is now an IDP, an internally displaced person, also called a Luna, after the world's first Category 6 storm. Destroying Miami and Houston, Hurricane Luna created a whole new class of Americans, numbering in the millions. Luna, quote, strikes Miami as if beating on some mountain-sized drum. She moves like a drunken butcher, flaying skyscrapers, eviscerating offices and conference rooms and lobbies. The guts of civilization swarm and fly. Holsinger's lush writing about the storm is complemented by screenshots from a website chronicling the aftermath of the storm. One survivor, now a PhD in critical disaster studies, contributes this thought. Doesn't surprise me that what finally focused the nation's attention on the mega shelters was that spectacle in Oklahoma, what went down at Tule Farm. There you had a perfect storm of climate change, displacement, extremism, and racial difference swirling around these white bodies at the center of it all, the big pale eye of the storm. Interspersed with these reports are chapters telling Daphne's story, as well as those of her 3 difficult children and several other characters, including an African-American woman who runs Tule Farm for FEMA, the drug dealer slash insurance agent who is there to squeeze every penny he can get out of the refugees, and his sidekick slash girlfriend, a guitar player who starts the cover band that gives the book its title, The Displacements. From a complicated street game called Range that all the children are playing, to Wildfire, the opiate many of their parents are getting addicted to, Holsinger's storm of invented detail is also Category 6. The Displacements is brilliantly imagined and terrifyingly believable.
The books are Vigil Harbor by Julia Glass and The Displacements by Bruce Holsinger. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.